And we have an update now from the wild, wild west of fake news technology. This is a little scary. A team of computer scientists figured out how to make words come out of the mouth of former President Barack Obama on video by using artificial intelligence. NPR's Aarti Shahani explains.
If you've been on the internet at any point in the last year, there's a good chance you've come across fake news articles. Well, soon enough, we may see a wellspring of fake news videos. As a team out of the University of Washington explains in a new paper, they've made several fake videos of President Obama.
The investigation is ongoing, but we know that the killer was an angry and disturbed individual who took in extremist information and propaganda over the internet.
Obama did in fact say these words about the Pulse nightclub shooter, but the computer scientists could make it look like he said them in places different from where he actually did. Could be a room at the White House or during a visit to the Vatican. It could also look like he said them at a different time, say as a much younger Obama.
We are and we will keep doing everything in our power to stop these kinds of attacks.
The researchers did this not by cutting and pasting his body into different scenes, but by having a neural net, a computer system, study hours and hours of video footage to see how Obama's mouth moves so that computers could then manipulate his lips, contort them to have any word come out. In this experiment, they didn't make up things for him to say, but they did manipulate his mouth to seamlessly cut out entire sentences from speeches he'd given on camera, and even to change the order of sentences.
Enrollment is open right now, but only until January 31st. Go to healthcare.gov.
In that speech, as Obama originally gave it, those two sentences were in reverse order, and there were many other words in between. Researchers chose Obama because there's so much high-definition video available of him to study. In principle, the artificial intelligence that studied him could be used to make others lip-sync, too. Aarti Shahani, NPR News.